Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. An update today on the Ag Development Fund with Executive Director of the Governor's Office of Ag Policy, Roger Thomas. They're charged with overseeing fund investments, tracking spending at all levels.
Well, Mike, the good news is our doors are still open and we're still awarding grants and projects and loans. The Ag Finance Program continues to grow. I believe about 4.5 years ago now, when we first started with the office, or when I started, the Ag Finance pool of funds was like $23, $24 million, and now we're up a little over $40 million.
Getting that loan pool for farmers to that level was part of the last 5-year strategic plan of the Kentucky Ag Council on the available funding for ag development projects.
As you know, and as most people in agriculture know, over the last several years, we've seen the county ag development fund balance remain pretty much level. Of course, it goes down a little because it depends, like the whole fund, depends on the master settlement agreement payment that comes to Kentucky and all states. And as we see smoking rates decline, domestic sales of product decline, those payments decline every year. So we're seeing a reduction each year, but the county fund balances have remained pretty much level.
On the other hand, the level of state funds for regional and statewide projects is another story. We'll cover that in a minute. We'll be right back.
Need a better job? Need technical training? Want to go to college but didn't finish high school? You can take free classes to get your GED diploma. Contact your local adult education center or go to knowhowtogokentucky.org. That's knowhowtogokentucky.org. Don't delay. Start today. This message brought to you by Kentucky Adult Education Council on Post-Secondary Education. knowhowtogokentucky.org.
We're back today with Roger Thomas with the Governor's Office of Ag Policy, getting a big picture overview of the ag development process. In Kentucky, the legislature designated that 50% of the Master Settlement Agreement, MSA, be targeted to help farmers recover as tobacco income declined. As he mentioned earlier, available county funds have remained somewhat stable. Levels of state funds are another matter.
The funds that are available for regional and statewide projects, we have seen a tremendous decline in that. And that's not only because of the reduced payment from the MSA, but it's also a result of increased debt service obligations for water and sewer projects and for other good, worthy projects. But the state fund is required through the legislative process. It's responsible for making those debt service payments.
The good news, he says, the ag development process will continue to help farmers develop new economic opportunities. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.